Good evening. What a beautiful Wednesday. I just want to apologize for us starting our show a bit late. There were some other commitment which forced us to start our show now. But I just want to welcome each and everyone who is listening to us now. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your patience. You are with me. The show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 22 past 7 CAT Central Time. Allow me to say this word that we really appreciate your support. We really appreciate your listening, because you just listen to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever what it takes for a soul. Now, as I told you this afternoon that we will talk about banish emotion stress from your mind and put away pain from your body, for youth and the prime of life are threatening. That's what we are going to talk about tonight. What a beautiful Wednesday. And I believe that now there are people who are already coming from church. There are some people who are already on their way to church. There are some people who are already to the stadium. People are going to a different place. Now, I just want to say to you that I really welcome you. And we are saying to you that may God continue to bless you. May God continue to restore your heart and restore your soul. Because you are just By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am the host of the show that is called Time to Meditate, with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. Now, what we're going to do is we will just start with our show. And I believe that the Heavenly Father, God of Heaven, will restore our hearts. God of Heaven will restore our soul, because you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, the song that is playing here is the song by Jimmy D. Sammy, saying that Jehovah Igidigi Abagwe, which is in their language. They are saying that I will never forget what the Lord have done. When I look back of what the Lord have done, I will never go back. That is what the song is saying, and we really thank God for that. Now, we will just continue with our show. We're not going to waste any time, because the time is already left. In other words, it's 1 hour 30 minutes. It's already left. Now we are just left with again one on the following platform. Our number is 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number that you can use to interact with us. 083-289-4658. If you are international, you just say +27 83 289 4658. You can use the very same number to call us. You can use the very same number to SMS us. Then you can send us an email again on the following number, which is radio@bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, what you do is there's a chat box. You just chat to us. That is what it's happening. And we believe that Heavenly Father is going to restore your heart and restore your soul. The song that is playing here, it's saying there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. So I just want to say this to you, that it doesn't matter what is happening in your life, but let me just tell you that God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are already with us. Now, the song that is playing is saying there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Maybe as I speak now, it seems that things, they are not correct, they are not well in your life. But allow me to say this way, that there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. You may be listening to us now. You are sick. But let me just tell you this way, that there is power in the blood of Jesus, and there is healing in the blood of Jesus. We thank God for that, because there is deliverance, there is healing, and there is power. Alright, now we are going to talk about what I told you. Let me just read what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about under this message that is saying, it's saying that banish emotion stress from your mind and put away pain from your body, for youth and the prime of life are threatening. Alright, we are going to talk about what we call the stress. We're talking about stress. What causes a stress? What causes a stress? What is exactly stress? What is a stress? That's what we will talk about tonight. And there are some verses that we will read, so that you can understand where we're going, so that you can understand. We will give you there some referral scripture, so that you can understand. Okay, so now let's just go to the break, and we will continue. We are just going to the break by the song that is saying, God of Wonders by Elijah Oyelende. Just enjoy the song. That is Elijah saying that the God of wonders. Begin to praise. He is God of wonders. Yahweh, we glorify your name. Yahweh, we worship you. Because you reign, we worship you, Lord. Oh God. Bow before. Yes, that is. Yes, what a song. God of wonders. Alright, we're talking about stress. We're talking about stress because this is scripture from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. Now, from verse number 28. I just wanna read it in Amplified. But when you start from verse number 26, it said, because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it will probably be best to stay just as you are. Because of the current pressure of us from all sides. Alright. Number 28, it said, but there is certainly no sin in getting married. Whether you are virgin or not, all I'm saying is that when you are married, you take on additional stress in an already stressful time. And I want to spare you if possible. Okay. The reason why I have picked up this verse, Paul was addressing to the church of Corinthians. He was speaking to them in the matter of marriage. He have advised them in a matter of marriage. And now, when you read from 26, it tells us, because of the current pressure on us from all sides. There is a pressure that is happening, that people will pressurize you to do something. And sometimes that pressure, it will cause a stress. Alright, when you go to the dictionary, let me read what they define the stress. They said pressure or tension extended on a material object. The distribution of stress is uniform across the bar. The degree of stress measured in units of the force per unit area. Number two, a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or demanding circumstances. Hey, obviously under a lot of stress. Stress related to illness. Something that causes a state of strain or tension. The stress and strain of public life. Particularly, now here they are trying to explain what is a stress. They saying when you are under a lot of pressure. When you are a lot of pressure, where sometimes someone can tell you that you must do this, and then you're studying having a pressure, and that pressure it start develop. What it does, it will cause what we call a stress. Now here where we just read, the Bible tells us that when Paul was addressing the church of Corinthians, he said to them that because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it should probably be best to stay just as you are. Now he was addressing them because people, they have asked Paul many questions. They said, Paul, it is wrong for a person to marry. That's what they were asking. They've asked Paul that question. Now Paul, because of the wisdom that God gave him, Paul, because of the knowledge that God gave him, he was able to answer them according to the way God wanted him to answer. Now, the Bible just tells us that when he was busy advising them, when he was busy trying to answer their question. Now, in verse number 26, he's saying to them that because of the current situation or because of the current pressure, what I can say is I know that there is a pressure that people are pressurizing you. As they continue to pressurize you, that pressure, it starts to develop and it causes what we call the stress. Now, in other words, is your thinking, your mind, it will no longer gonna take that pressure. Your mind, it will no longer gonna take that pressure that is from all the sides. Some people, they receive the pressure from work. Some people, they are receiving the pressure from home. Some people, they are receiving a pressure from school. I mean, lots of people, they are receiving pressure on a different site. That is why here it tells us that because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it will probably be best to stay just as you are. Alright. Then now he continued in verse number 28. He said, but there's certainly no sin in getting married, whether you are a virgin or not. All I'm saying is that when you marry, you take on additional stress in an already stressful time. And I want to spare you if possible. Now, Paul knew that they are a stress. We are living in a stressful time. Because sometimes you find that you are wake up in the morning, you go to marketplace to submit your CV, but at the end of the day, there's no one who is calling you for the interview. Now you started to have a pressure, and you started to have what we call the stress started to develop. Because in the morning you are wake up in, you're trying your level best to submit your CV, but as you submit your CV, there's no one who is calling you for the interview. Because that is why the Bible tells us that it tells us that there's a current pressure. Because of the current pressure on all from all our sides, I think it will probably be best to stay just as you are. That is what he was trying to advise them. He was trying to explain to them of the certain things that they should know. In other words, he is advising us of the certain things that we should know. And he said that it is not sin to get married, whether you are a virgin or not. Meaning it's not sin to get married. But all what I'm saying is, when you marry, you take on additional stress in an already stressful time. Now we are living on a stressful time. We are living on a stressful time. You know, on many occasions, on many times, according to the statistics, when they check, they said majority of people who are committing suicide, it's a people who are married. In other words, it is a person cannot manage to handle the pressure. Now, I just wanna say to each and everyone who have just listened, who have just tuned in now on this wonderful Thursday, who have just listened to us now, on this wonderful Wednesday, I wanna say to you that now Paul was addressing the Church of Corinthians, that because of we are living in a stressful time. We are living in a stressful time. Meaning Paul knew that we are in a stressful time. And because of the pressure that people are bringing, I mean, if for example, let me tell you what people they will do. Let's say, for example, you are married to your wife. People, they will pressurize you. Some of them, they will say, for example, if you are not married, you are working. There are people who will put pressure on you. They say to you, when are you going to get married? Now, they put a pressure on you. And sometimes people are taking wrong decision because of the pressure that people told you. In other words, you are saying, I just want to prove them wrong. I just want to prove them that I will do it. You know, people, they will never stop talking. People, they will never stop saying whatever that they will say. Now, that is why now, Paul was advising that because we are living in a stressful time, and because of the pressure that is on all of us, because people, they pressurize you to do something. People, they pressurize you to do whatever that you wanted to do, whereas you didn't want to do it, but people, they will always want to pressurize you. People, they will always want to pressurize you and tell you that you should do this. How many people that you know, your friends, that they got married because they didn't want to get married? How many people that you know, they have pregnanted someone, they didn't want to do it? How many people that you know, they slept with someone, they didn't want to do it? It's because of the pressure that comes from their friends, because of the pressure that comes from their family. Sometimes you find that they will say to you, for example, on many occasions, you find that you are working. Then they will say to you, but why osanyale? Now, in other words, what they do is they're giving you a pressure. And sometimes you're gonna do that because you want to prove them wrong. Sometimes you're gonna do that because you want to prove them wrong that when you can do it. You said, yeah, I wanna show them that now I can do it. I'm gonna show them that now I'm capable of it. And whereas it's something that you did not want to do. You are doing it because somebody is it pressurizing you. You are doing it because you want to prove some other people wrong. And that thing, as it continues, as things are no longer right, it started to cause the stress. When they pressurize you, it started by that, and after that, it started to bring a depression. Now you start to say, I'm depressed. Because of what? Because people, they were pressurizing you and they told you many things. Now, people, they will always talk. In life, if you can learn that you mustn't try to see you're gonna satisfy everyone. Let me tell you, even if you can give many people, lots of people money or each and everyone, there is one person who is not going to be satisfied, who's going to say something that is better if he gave us this and this and this. It's better if he gave us this and this and this. Now, Paul was trying to address the church of Corinthians, that they should know that we are living in an already stressful time. We are living already in a stressful time. Now, I just want to show you something that there was a woman in the Bible when she realized that she is stressed of what she did. That's what we going to read. I'm going to read it in the net. Okay? I'm going to read it now in the new. Okay. Let's just read it, but let's just do this as we continue to praise the name of the Lord You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am Pastor John Mamawulo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 10 to 8. 10 to 8, CAT Central Time. The songs just say, take your place in my family. Take your place in my business. In my home, in my heart, take your place. You know, I pray that this should be our prayer each and every day, that Lord, take your place in my family. Take your place in my heart. Just enjoy this song, and when we come back, we'll continue.
My love, oh.
Take your place, O Lord. Take your place in my family, place in my businesses. Take your place in my heart. Now, what a song by Jimmy D. Now we are continuing. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. I was saying to you that Paul was addressing the church of Corinthians, and he said to them, because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it should probably be best to stay just as you are. In other words, what he was trying to say, because of the current pressure that we have, we should stay just as you are. And he continues saying that, but there is certainly no sin in getting married, whether you are a virgin or not. All I'm saying is that when you marry, you take on additional stress in an already stressful time. And I want to spare you if possible. In other words, we are living in a really stressful time. Now here he was trying to address the young people who were not married, who in their mind they had the question, and they were asking him, saying to him that we wanna get married. And he explained to them that what is happening currently because of the pressure. And when the pressure starts to grow, it causes what we call stress. Okay? And stresses will grow until it causes what we call a depression. Now, there are things which can cause the stress. People, they will pressurize you to do something, and after that, it will cause a stress. When you think something that you don't get an answer, it's a stress. Like you are thinking something, but you don't get an answer. You don't get the solution. Then it becomes a stress, because you want to achieve this, but you're not achieving it. You're trying your level best to achieve this, but you can't. Alright, now we will come back. Let's just go to another verse in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verse number 15. We will read it in the NET Bible. Then you will understand what does it say. Now it just say this way, which I'm gonna read. Which I'm gonna read. It read as follows. It's saying, It read as follows. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse number 15. It read as follows. It say, but Hannah replied, that is not the way it is, my Lord. I am under a great deal of stress. I have drunk neither wine nor beer. Rather, I have poured out my soul to the Lord. Don't consider your servant a wicked woman, for until now I have spoken from my deep joy, from my deep pain and anguished. Okay. Now if you can start from verse number 1 to understand the whole scenario or the whole story. Now Hannah, she was pressurized. As I told you that people will pressurize you to do something that you don't want to do. People, they will pressurize you to do something that you did not want to do it. They will always pressurize you. There are those people in life who will pressurize you. and they are good in pressurizing. It is their things where they will pressurize you to do something. I know there are lots of people whom they were fired at work because somebody pressurized you to do something until you do it. Maybe somebody can say to you that the way things are, we need to make sure that we are going to less steal things. And that person will continue to pressurize you until you said, yeah, but this person is right. I must do it. This person is right, is better, I do it. Can't you forget one thing that that person, what is doing is, but I know there are lots of people that we have done something that we did not want to do because of the pressure that we have received from people. We end up being doing it. They will pressurize you. For example, when you got, let's say maybe you start working, they will say to you, but now you're working, but now urekaning koloi. That's what they say. When are you buying the car? Utenga nini koloi. That's what they say. When are you buying a car? They pressurize you and then until you buy a car. When you buy a car, they come, they pressurize you. They said, when are you buying a house? They pressurize you and then you buy a house. Then somebody, after that you buy, somebody pressurize. Okay, now you have a house. Now you have a car. When are you getting married? You are not ready to get married, but you marry because somebody is pressurizing you. Now that is going to cause a stress. Because you marry because some other people, you want to please some other people. You do things in order that you want to make some other people happy. But you forget that we are already in a stressful time. Then you marry, as you marrying, things are no longer the way you think they are. Now things have changed. Now what you decide is, you decide that, okay, it's better now I just kill myself or do this and this because of depression. Because people, they pressurize you. When it grows, then it's going to produce that. Now I just want to show you something when we are on this, about the scripture in the book of Jacob. I mean in the book of Jacob here. It's saying that when Jacob chapter 1. Okay. Let's just read it. James chapter 1. It's saying, lust get pregnant and has a baby sin. Sin grows up to adulthood and become a real killer. That's what happening with the stress. Like, it started by pressure. When they pressurize you, they pressurize you. And then it grows. It brings the stress. And the stress continue, and it brings depression. And the depression, and it brings what? Death. That's what it's happening. Now, the time is exactly 8:05. Now, because we have just entered in our studio very late, because of other things that we were doing, I think we were going to just sign out here. We'll continue once again tomorrow because there are things that we wanted to do. Now, it was very important to come and enter into this show and do the show. So that is, we promised you that we will do the show. Now, I just want to thank you once again for being with us, for listening to us. May God bless you and restore your heart. We love you. Stay blessed. Just enjoy the song, Jimmy Sagat, Living With Us.
Please take my pride. Draw me to your love. keep me by your precious side. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Blessed Father,
life to Jesus, let him fill your soul. Let him take you in his arms and make you whole. As you give your life